Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment with thy fire and lift us up through Christ to see the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, when I was 5 years old, I wanted to be Superman. I raced around our single wide trailer with a towel wrapped around my neck. I love Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. The orphan of Krypton is now the Man of Steel. Superman. I may have recited the 1930s cartoon litany repeatedly in my childhood. My grandmother, who I called Whammy, watched all of this with a smile. And so one day, Whammy pulled into the parking lot right beside Perkins Family Restaurant. She got out, she slung her purse over her shoulder, and she walked into Ben Franklin's craft store. The woman behind the counter directed her to the sewing department. This is where all the packets of the patterns for costumes are. So Whammy flipped through all the packets until she found what she wanted. She pulled it out. She looked at the back to find the appropriate fabric and material. She purchased blue spandex, red spandex, yellow ribbon, and Velcro. And then she went home and she began the project. She set to work unfolding that crinkling paper with all the dotted lines on it, pinning the paper to the fabric, cutting along the dotted lines with her scissors. She loaded a bobbin into her sewing machine. She pushed the pedal. And several hours later, she ironed a red S onto the front of the garment she had just made. She presented it to me. "Here you go, Nevada. Now you can be Superman." And I grinned ear to ear. This was a big deal. I slipped on the stretchy blue jumpsuit with its S emblem. I hiked up the red shorts with the yellow belt. I Velcroed the red cape to my shoulders. It was perfect. It was a big deal. I looked just like Superman. Well, both in our world and in the Bible, love is a lot like a Superman costume. It's a big deal. "All you need is love," goes the old song. Get in your Superman costume now. And the Bible would seem to agree. St. John writes, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." God is love. Don your cape and love. And so we pull out our scissors. We load the bobbin of thread into our machine. We push the pedal. The sewing machine thrums to life. And a few hours later, we lift up the garment. But it doesn't look much like love. It doesn't resemble Superman at all. We're well-intentioned, but the seams aren't crisp. Superman's S is crooked, or maybe even a Z. The boots are yellow instead of red. And we are left wondering, how did this go wrong? After all, weren't we trying to love? The Roman Catholic sociologist Christian Smith has observed that we Americans are what he calls moral therapeutic deists. It's a fancy phrase for a certain kind of cluster of beliefs that we North Americans and the Western world in general tend to hold dear. We're deists in that we kind of assume there's some God up there somewhere running around, occasionally getting involved in our lives. We're moral in that we think that this God wants us to be nice to each other. And we are therapeutic in that we assume that God's greatest goal for us is that we be happy. And so as we sew our Superman outfit, as we begin to think of what love is, we cut the fabric, we pin accordingly. We imagine that love is about our happiness, about being nice to other people so that they feel happy. We're well-intentioned, and yet when we finish sewing, the costume just doesn't look like Superman. Staring at the dishcloth sewn into the cape, we're confused. Isn't love love? Why is this all wrong? I did the best I could. Well, this morning, the Holy Spirit pulls us into Ben Franklin's. Our Heavenly Father flips through the packets. Here you go. Follow my pattern. Follow my image. In a world that keeps sowing love wrong, the triune God gives us the pattern of love. He shows us the boundaries. There are the crinkling paper sheets with the dots on them, the lines that you pin the fabric to. There are the instructions on sizing and material. There are the butterfly flutters in Mary's womb. There are the 12-year-old arms waving and gesturing in the temple. There are the calloused feet marching across Galilee's waves. There are the rivulets of blood flowing from the thorn-spiked forehead. There is love's pattern in the flesh. St. John writes, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the expiation for our sins." In the first 33 years of our era, God puts the pattern of his inner life, his love, on display. God is love, Jesus Christ. God moves towards us. He is the beginning of love. He comes near to us. He's not sort of a God rattling around up there somewhere, occasionally showing up. He renounces himself to expiate his enemy's sins, our sins. And so in the words of the Russian theologian Sergius Bulgakov, love is sacrificial self-renunciation. There is no love without sacrifice. Jesus is love's pattern. He is God's self-giving in the flesh. The pattern of the Superman suit does not begin with us or with our ideas, our happiness, niceness. Love's pattern begins, he begins, with holy self-sacrifice. And so the dotted lines of the God pattern in our sinful lives mark out the hard work of renouncing ourselves, putting to death our sins. And here the Spirit helps us to cut the fabric of who we are. Here is the hard work of love. Sacrifice. But Jesus' life, God's love, is not just sacrifice. It is also the rush of angels' wings on the third morning, the sprawled Roman soldiers outside the tomb, the weeping Magdalene, the tongues of fire poured out, Love is resurrection's bliss, finding life after death. Again, the Russian is helpful. Bulgakov writes, love is not only sacrificial suffering, dying, self-renunciation. It is also joy, bliss, triumph. Being tragic, love is the overcoming of tragedy. Love is, as he says, a concrete antinomy, a kind of paradox. Sacrifice and the finding of oneself through sacrifice. God gives us love's pattern in Christ. Here, sow your life according to this pattern. Death and resurrection. Die to yourself and live to me. Superman's suit won't look right otherwise. And so every Sunday, Jesus calls us to enter into love, enter into the pattern of his life. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Will you participate in the love who Jesus is? Will you define love according to Jesus Christ and not according to your happiness or even niceness? Not bad things, but not the starting point. Will you sew the Superman suit the right way? Will you deny your sinful desires in Christ, in his cross, and live in his resurrection reality? And strangely then, will you find the happiness that you desire? Because of course, when one lives in love, one does find blessedness. Without God's pattern, your love, my love, our costume will never look like Superman. And ironically, without starting with God's love, we won't find the happiness that we seek. Because God is love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.